Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Is it on? I'm not...
Oh, shit.
It's not working. Hey, I'm not getting it.
This thing broken?
It's not on.
You're on.
Play song. This is Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book. We're gonna play a song. Play New York, New York from Frank Sinatra. I'm having technical difficulties right now. I'm not hearing. Are you hearing? And then we're gonna have Tom come in here. I guess you can hear me out there, but I can't get the feedback. So we'll play a song to entertain our guests there on the radio. Which one? Swinging what?
Swinging on a star.
Swinging on a star. Okay. And then if Tom, you could come in here and tell me why it's not.
Thank you.
It's up to you, New York.
That's right. I should tell that story.
Yeah.
Great thing, Tom. And, you know, it went off again, Tom, but this time I learned from you and I pushed the button. So there it was. I think what it is like a circuit breaker or something is going off. Anyhow, welcome to the Brian Cash Claw Show. In the house, we got
Brad Smizer.
Right, Brad. And then we got
Anthony Carpenter.
Anthony Carpenter. And then also we got Mike. Right there. He's the distributor of the magazine. And so here's the deal. I have a friend of mine that I give a ride home to sometimes at nighttime. He has to get a ride from to Almonton Road, right? Where I live on Sunset Point Road. So you can see that's a drive, right? Mm-hmm. Well, today this person cleans out my car, and I lost my license last week and did it for me as a favor, and I didn't ask him because I let someone use my car because they had to go to the hospital in the morning. Okay. For a test and have their throat looked at. It's not looking good. But anyhow, so I donated my car because they didn't have a car. So, oh, look at all these good things I'm doing. So by this person cleaning out the car, they found my driver's license.
Nice.
Right? Then I get in my car, right? And the car is full. Completely full.
Of gas?
Of gas.
Nice.
So here the person I lent the car to filled the car with gas, and I got my driver's license back.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. But here, people would think, oh, you're stupid for letting someone use your car. Here, you're stupid for driving this person home. But what you do is, what I really believe it is you breathe in God's blessings, right? But then you got to breathe out blessings on others, right? That's a quote from the lady, preacher lady, too, by the way, and I forget her
Joyce
name.
Joyce Myers.
Joyce Myers. And I thought about that. It really helped me a lot to think how we should be as people, you know? And there was controversy, too. I have rentals. There was controversy at one of my rentals because of the fact that this person came over, and I happened to be there, and I fed them, right? And the person that doesn't even pay to stay there got involved saying, what is this person doing here? Caused controversy.
Hmm.
And yet doesn't contribute. Isn't that ironic? So now the window got broken and all that, so now I have to get the window fixed. But here's where the opposite happens, right?
Yeah.
So the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And the more you complain about what you have, in this instance where this person was complaining, now we have a broken window. The more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. It can actually just be a snowball effect. So why did I say that? I don't know. Anyhow, so I would like Anthony, who was it that was, it was you that said your friend's looking for insurance. Is that true? You said?
Yes, Hans Tucker.
Right. Anyhow, so we're going to give Hans Tucker his name and number. So I was driving him home, and he goes, my friend is looking to get health insurance. I'm like, really? I can't wait to come here. And I was hoping you would show up to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
that's
very much.
That's right. Yeah. So that's kind of cool, right? And so you want to tell us what you guys do? How about you interview him, right? Let's just try to see what Anthony. And then, Brad, you interview Anthony. Okay. Ready? And then we're going to rate you from 1 to 10.
Oh, geez.
If I'm going to be replaced.
Okay.
You guys could be my replacement.
I fit in that chair pretty good, I think.
That's it. Okay, I'm going to need a meatball right now. So we have homemade meatballs here. We have homemade baked ziti, salad, pizza from Frank's Pizza, and everything's looking good. So you guys ready? Who's going to interview who first?
Oh, you.
You.
All right.
Ready? You get 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, we have Brad here, who I met in the lobby about 7 minutes ago, and I think Brad has something exciting, his business-wise, that he's going to tell us about that I think is good for all ages, but for us adults, I think he's got something great. So tell us a little bit about your situation.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Yes, we have an establishment off Starkey Road, And it's an escape room called Escape Room Extreme. Obviously, a lot of people's been in an escape room, but you go in a room and you try to solve puzzles and escape the room in an hour. We had some extra space in the building that we are in, and we decided to expand. We applied for a beer license. We installed two pretty high-end golf simulators, and we received our beer license. That is called the Par Pub. So you can come in, book a tea time for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever you wish. You arrive. We have obviously any type of beer you want. We have tap on tap. We've got any other type of beer in bottle or can. You play a golf course, Pebble Beach, for example, Marion, the old course, St. Andrews, and we load it up on the computer. You hit into a screen off of a mat, and you hit all the clubs in your bag. It's really very realistic. You putt like you would on regular. We can set the green speed. They call it the stimp meter. We can adjust that speed to whatever you like. We can adjust the gimmies to whatever length to speed up play.
Just real quick, I know I'm taking you out of your foot, and this is unprofessional because you're on a roll. We do the Dunedin Country Club.
Uh-huh.
Is advertising in our magazine. We do them on the radio.
Yep.
I would like you to, would it help if, or would that hurt them? Because you, then you're taking business away from them.
Well, this is a, obviously.
Is it in their best interest to promote you?
Yeah, that would be up to them. But yeah, a golf simulator is obviously a lot different than going to a golf course. This would be, you know, obviously you could do it during the day. But rainy days, nights.
Right, I'd like you to introduce you to Mike. He's the main, you know, he's like an icon.
At Dunedin?
He's an icon.
I see.
Been in business since 1957. He's the president of the Dunedin Country Club.
Okay.
He has like 30 trucks on the road for Dunedin Refrigeration.
Okay.
And he's been in business, like I said, since the 50s.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
And he's like the icon of our community there in Dunedin.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, definitely.
And he's a good friend of mine, too.
Nice.
Okay. So I'd like you to introduce you to him sometime. And then I deal with Chuck at the Dunedin Country Club also.
Okay.
So, and then I deal with Paul Sylvester.
I know Paul very well. Played quite a bit of golf with Paul.
Yeah, he's an expert.
The pro. I call him the old pro.
But he's not only just a pro, he's very humble.
Oh, great guy.
Right, so go on. So I interrupted your speech there.
Not a problem.
But I was just thinking, is that good for the golf courses or bad? That was my question.
Yeah, I mean, that would obviously, they would have to answer that. In my opinion, our business is obviously a little bit different in the sense it's a golf simulator. This tells you instant data. Right. On what your, you know, club head speed, et cetera.
Sure, this is great.
And you could do it at night when it's dark or when it's rainy out. So
Now that I know this, would the headline be "Learn to Play a Better Game of Golf"?
Yeah, definitely.
With our simulator,
definitely.
Now that I know, right?
Yes.
So if you want to improve your game,
club fitting,
right? So I think the ad, like the next time, should be done differently.
Okay.
Improve your golf game with a golf simulator.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And then it'll and then list the things it does like you just
sure.
said.
Sure.
Anyhow, that's it. Go.
I think you also have a gold mine with small businesses here. You can do a team building exercise with the escape room, then relax with some beers and some golf.
Definitely. We've already had that type of scenario. Where a large group comes in, does escape room, comes in and sits at the bar and has a few beers and some of the escape room players come in, take a bucket of beer into their room with them. It helps them get through it.
Yeah.
But yes, if anybody's interested, theparpub.com is the site to look at it. If anybody's interested in looking at it, and escaperoomextreme.com is the website for the escape room. And like I say, we're fairly new with the golf simulator.
Mm-hmm.
We just opened up about a month ago. With the COVID situation, obviously we're getting ready for that to hopefully clear up and get a little bit busier. But so far so good.
Do you do any group rates for businesses and things like that?
Well, definitely. If someone has a group that they're interested in bringing, call our telephone number 242-4896. That and we can answer any questions. Group rates. But yes, we do offer group rates. We have leagues.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start leagues in about 2 weeks. Two or three nights a week. We're going to try some league activity and see how that goes.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have a current theme with the escape room?
We have three rooms.
Okay.
We have the pirate ship. We've got Da Vinci's office.
Nice.
And we also have Dracula's castle. So yes, we've had very good reviews. We the escape room has been opened for about 4 years now.
Okay.
And our reviews on that have been excellent. If you decide to try that, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised, or it would be you'd enjoy it for sure.
Fantastic. And what are the hours for both?
We are open every day of the week,
mm-hmm.
And our bookings start at noon.
Okay.
You can if you. We also have bookings at 10 a.m. But and then at 8 o'clock on weekdays for the escape room, 9 or 10 o'clock at night for the golf simulator, and weekends we're open till 10.
And should if someone wants to do the golf simulator, should we call ahead and book it or?
That's an excellent question. As of right now, yes, it's best to book online your tee time. And the same with the escape room. That way, we know for sure someone will be there to assist you and an employee will be there to help you.
And yes. What's the best way for us to get in touch with you? Facebook, phone number?
Email or phone number. Again, is 727-242-4896. And yes, Facebook, we monitor that all the time. Really, we're any way you want, we'll respond as quickly as possible.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Anything else we should know about you guys?
Just come out and try us out. I think everyone would enjoy it if they tried it. It's pretty realistic. The golf simulators are excellent to try your game, and I think you'd enjoy it if you tried it out, for sure.
And does a person have to bring their own clubs, or do you guys have clubs for them to rent if they need it?
We do have clubs available there for people, or... We recommend you bring your own clubs to give your best test.
Okay.
But yes, we do have clubs if someone does not have clubs. And we are there a lot during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We do accept walk-ins,
mm-hmm.
But it is best to, if it's possible to book online. That way, for sure, someone would be there to assist them.
And one more time, what's the name of you guys?
Escape Room Extreme and the Par Pub.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yes, the email is the letter X, caperoom@yahoo.com. And our email for the Par Pub is, bear with me here, I got it right here, info@theparpub.com. And again, the website for the Par Pub is theparpub.com. If you decide to look at us online.
Fantastic.
Okay. Anthony?
How you doing?
Good. Now, you are in insurance, I take it.
I do health insurance.
Okay, health insurance for?
I work with Compass Health.
Okay.
We are an independent agency. We contract with roughly 180 carriers nationwide. We work with individuals, small businesses, large businesses, Medicare. We structure our approach on each individual needs, and because we work with so many different carriers, we can customize the solutions to fit someone's financials and, of course, their medical situation.
I see. Now, so you do individual, also do you do group insurance?
Yes.
Okay, so.
We do both small and large and multi different structures, so every different level of it. We handle that. So you can start a group of two employees. 2 to 50 would be your small. 50 to 100, now you're getting to your big ones. 100 plus would be your large group policies.
And where's your offices located?
So we have we have offices nationwide.
Okay.
But our office, main office for me, would be in Tampa. I work out of Clearwater.
Okay.
And we have another office in Sarasota.
I see. Now, what is your, with the changing health insurance out there, what is your opinion of the Obamacare, the new Biden care? I've seen that already. What is your thoughts on that?
So we're blessed. We have excellent relationships with all the major carriers out there. We feel that obviously they're probably going to open enrollment again February 13th, and everything has its place. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that need, let's say ACA plans because they get an excellent tax credit. Or due to their needs. So we do those plans. There's other people that need private insurance based on their needs. So our approach is different. We do a full questionnaire. So we're going to ask qualifying questions of you. We'll ask a few more personal questions, doctors, history, things like that, and we'll build the plan appropriate for you. But each one, they kind of need each other. Whether it's an ACA plan or a private plan, they do.
Okay.
Certain situations require it in certain situations, and we put together the best plan based on it. I think opening up open enrollment is fine.
All right. Now, you obviously work with different insurance companies.
Yep.
They rate those by A-rated or A-plus. I'm assuming most of yours are top-notch insurance companies?
Well, we're really blessed as, both the partner and founders of the firm painstakingly, go through and, vet all the companies. We are independent, so we can choose who we contract with or not.
I see.
Now, in the state of Florida, it's a very large population when it comes to health insurance. So you have all the major players here in one way or another. So whether it's individual, private, group, you're going to have United Healthcare's, your Aetna's, your Cigna's, your National General's, your Blue Cross Blue Shield's. They're all going to be here. So some states that are a little less, a little limited, let's say your Alabama's, some of the other ones out there. But in Florida, there's always plenty of options to help someone and help customize it to their needs.
I see. Interesting. And I'm sure you have different plans for different, as far as costs.
Yes.
And the family plans.
Absolutely.
That is interesting. Do you foresee many changes coming with the new administration?
It's a big industry. It's a sensitive industry. Health insurance is hard for a lot of people. It's hard to discuss. And, I hate to break it to anybody. I love what I do. I have a passion. I went in this industry because I had a heart condition and went through it as a patient. But, I think we all need each other. I think your big insurance companies aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Whether they make, adjustments, hopefully the adjustments are for the better. But eventually, we still all need health insurance. It's a need, and what we do is we try to position ourselves the best possible to serve our customers. Based on the environment, because no matter what happens today, 10 years from now it's going to be different, or 5 years. And I happen to be in an industry where it's always changing.
Right. Sure. Now, how long have you been selling insurance?
So I started as a financial planner in 1999, and okay. I had the license. Never did it outside of group. Because I started as a financial planner. Left it alone for years and years and years, played in finance. And then about 3 years ago, I went in the hospital with heart failure. And wife and family and I went through a tough situation. And we came out with, wow, we don't want anyone to go through this. So I was looking for something and I found my passion. So I went and found a company that could support what I wanted. I definitely wanted to be multi-line. I did not want to be stuck with one product.
Right.
After going through it myself.
right.
And I found the team that I could do that and bring that to everybody. So we try to educate everybody, the good and the bad.
Well, sure.
Because we like to say, oh, hey, your premium's only this, but your risk over here. And we want to minimize as much risk to the individual or group as possible, because nobody wants to go in the hospital and have to, you know, walk out with a $27,000 bill because they didn't realize, you know, something happened and it could have been prevented at the beginning.
All right. Now, how do we get a hold of you? What's your contact information?
So the easiest way to get a hold of me is 727-303-9979. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
We have websites and all the other stuff. Right. The easiest way, just give us a call, 727-303-9979. We have a very simple process. We're gonna ask you some questions. We're gonna look at your medical history. We're gonna look at your prescriptions. We're gonna look at the last few times you've seen the doctor, surgeries, and sometimes, hey, we're all healthy, and you know. And then we're gonna ask you your budget.
Sure.
And we're gonna ask you what your risk is. And I think that's the biggest thing that we do different than anybody else, is what's your risk. And what I mean by risk is, if you go into the hospital, what's that biggest check out of pocket that you can afford without your family having to suffer to make sure your health care is taken care of? And we want to design a plan to minimize the risk to either the individual, the group, the family, whatever we're dealing with at the time.
Interesting. That's definitely, repeat your number again.
Once again, the number is 727-303-9979.
Okay, very good. Well, insurance is definitely something you don't want to be caught without in today's environment, for sure, with the way medical costs and hospital bills are, for sure. Uh-oh. Yes.
All right, also, do we have Gary on the line?
Right here.
Yeah, Gary, what he does is he helps the Boy Scouts out, right? And there was this girl that needed the bicycle, and we came up with $7,000 on our show. Right, Gary?
That's correct.
And because of you, this handicapped child, you know, think of what a bike costs, right? That all her last wish was, or whatever the deal is, and we didn't put that in our advertisement because we don't want to say that. But
of course.
Yeah, right.
Her last, right, because it makes it look like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem appropriate. But anyhow, that was the case, though. She wanted to ride a bicycle. So we needed $7,000 to get this specially made bike for this handicapped child. And we raised it in one show.
Wow.
And on top of that, we have video of her getting the bike and her father or something, her father.
It was her father.
Hysterically started crying.
It is nice.
Right? So that's giving back to the community. And this is what Gary does. So if Gary calls you for like a $50 donation, I expect you guys to say yes. Just know we do good with it. How was that, Gary?
That was great. You're hired.
You're hired. And just know he proves like it's not just stuff that like he. I could just go on and on the stuff that we've done together, but you don't want to toot your own horn. I really believe you let your friends toot your horn, right? To be humble is. The greatest definition I heard for humility is that you don't think less of yourself, right? You just think, no, wait, you don't think less of, you think of yourself less.
Right.
But you don't think less of yourself, right? But you think of yourself less. And that's the greatest definition of humility I've ever heard. And then pride is pride is the opposite. So sometimes when I think, like when we're talking about what me and you have done, mm-hmm. I think it lacks humility, right? But at the same time, I need people to know that when they give us $50 or $100 to you, I don't get any of it.
Neither do I.
I know. So I need them to know that we do good with it and we can prove it. We generated $45,000 for St. Jude's Hospital.
That's amazing.
That's amazing, right? And we have all documentations of all that. And we did a big thing at the Hyatt in Tampa where we had entertainment. We did a live radio show, and all doctors and lawyers. And what we did in that case is we had the checks made out to the doctor. So this way we didn't touch any of the money. So it was no impropriety, right? So anyhow, just so you guys know, if anybody knows, if he calls you, open up your purses.
Understood.
Do you know what Benjamin Franklin said? He said, "Empty." This is because I have educated people here. He said, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind, and then your mind will fill your purse with gold. And I have a doctor here. That was appropriate. Right. She emptied, because I'm sure that cost a pretty penny to get your doctor's degree. right?
Well, I'm sure it did.
So you guys, in closing, just give you an address and phone number or whatever, and you, and then the doctor and her lovely husband is going to get on. And notice I made the deal with the husband.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I really did. I bypassed her, and that's the old-fashioned way, you see? I'm an old guy.
Yes.
And that's not appropriate either for me to say that. Right, I said that to you when I walked up to you, didn't I?
You did, absolutely.
Now she hates me.
Some good meatballs too.
That's it. But we got you meatballs. Anyhow, so.
Hey, Anthony Carpenter, yes. Compass Health Consultant, 727-303-9979.
Very good. And then we have a deal for you too, it looks like, with Haunts. And then you?
Brad Smizer, the Par Pub. We're located 1870 Starkey Road in Largo. It's theparpub.com.
There
Can
you
I
go.
Now with my wife.
He did a great job. And then, you know, this simulator thing is pretty cool. You want to improve. It's a golf teacher.
Yes.
I'm trying to come up with stuff now that I know.
Yeah.
Hire a golf teacher. I mean, we got to come up. We
Paul
gotta,
Sylvester.
Paul Sylvester. We got to redo your ad totally.
Yes. Okay.
Because now I know what you do.
Yeah, you have to try it out.
Yeah, I had my language guy on. I called him up to do the language. He goes, I don't do that. I said, okay. Remember, what he does is he helps people get into America with the things, and he's international. And we have.
You're talking about the one that
Vance.
Translates the document.
Yeah, he's a translator of documents. He doesn't teach it. So I thought I had someone call him up to learn English or learn Spanish.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't do that. I translate documents. So there you go. So you learn stuff. Anyhow, doctor, go in. And thank you, guys. And I wanted to talk to you before you go. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yes. So here we go. We got the doctor on. What's up, Doc?
How's it going?
That's it. Do you eat a lot of carrots?
I love carrots.
Was that the first time someone asked you that?
No, not the first time.
Is it true that carrots help out the eyes, or is that a myth? Vitamin E? No?
I think any vegetable helps out the eyes. Any vegetable is good for your vision.
Pull the mic down just a little bit. Okay, there you go. So how many years of school do you got to go to become a, and let me see if I say this right. See, I'm a dumb, what do they call that, host. So like I've had arguments with people, and he goes, what happened in 1954 with China? And I didn't know. So the guy was arguing with me about history and all this, and then he called me dumb. And ever since then, I said, you know what, you're probably right. So I don't know. Like they say, a good lawyer never asks a question he doesn't know the answer to. So I'm going to ask you questions I don't know the answer to. Are you called an opinologist?
I'm an optometrist.
Optometrist. Say I got it wrong. What's the difference between, is there an ophthalmologist and an optometrist? Are there two different things?
They are two different things.
Can you tell us what they are, please?
Yes. I actually went to school to what we call an optometry college, which is a graduate program. So 4 years of college and then another 4 years of optometry school. So.
Wow.
It was a total of about 9 years for me, but if you go to medical school, you would be going to 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, and possibly another 4 more years to do surgery, and that would be an ophthalmologist.
Okay, so you're right. So then the next level is the surgery thing.
The surgery thing, yes.
The surgery thing. Scalpel.
An optometrist would help with patient care, of course, treating medical conditions of the eye, managing the patient before and after their surgery, but we don't do surgery.
Okay, so, and then you also do for glaucoma?
That's we treat medical conditions of the eye, such as glaucoma. Diabetes. We manage patients that may be at risk of developing diabetes in the eye, such as diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, dry eyes. All the diseases that can affect the eyes, we can help manage, but we just don't do surgery.
Wow. So you're the real deal.
Yeah. I try and be.
That's it. So here's a question. How'd you guys meet? I want to hear it.
Actually, we met in the waiting area of one of my first jobs.
Wow. How long ago was that?
We just celebrated our 20th year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So it was about 21, 22 years
ago. We dated for a few years because she wanted to check me out a little bit and see if I was okay. But actually, we met through the priest of my church in St. Petersburg. He was going to go get his eyes examined, and he said, "You want to come with me?" And then we'll stop in Tarpon, have a lunch there. And I joined him, and she's trying to sell me some glasses, you know, while I was up there.
Oh, wow. Right. That's good. The saleswoman, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did you buy?
Well, I didn't buy it at that point in time, but we bought a nice optical, so we... She's selling me glasses now, I can tell you that much.
That's it. That's wonderful. And you know...
Did I tell you my name?
Your name? I'm going to tell you your name.
Okay, tell me.
You look like a Maria.
I do.
Yes. What's your name?
Dr. Maria Lalorgis.
Oh, my God. Hey.
It's
you
a
know
tongue twister, my name.
I didn't know the last name, but I did know. You do. You look like a Maria. What was... say again, this is bad. But Jesus' mom's name was what? Mary. So you're close to him, Maria. Do you know that the first word spoken ever that was recorded?
What was it?
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It was Thomas Edison. He did Mary, Mary Had a Little Lamb. It was the first thing ever recorded.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, there's always got to be your first for something, right?
That's right.
So there you go. And your name is?
Maria Lalorgis.
Maria. Does anybody ever call you Mary?
Actually, I have had people call me Mary, yes.
What you prefer, Maria?
Maria is the name that I was given when I was born, so that's more common, but
sure.
I've had people call me Marie, Mary.
Yeah. And then also, too, is do people call you Doc, most of your patients, or do they call you by your first name?
To me, it doesn't matter. They call me Doc, but I've had patients call me by my first name, which is fine, too.
What do you prefer, though? Is there a preference?
Maria.
Maria. You know, because I had trouble, like, with Dr. Larry Lieberman. Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I would always call him Doctor, right? And he would say, "You're my friend, idiot. Call me Larry." Yeah. But just out of respect, I had this thing that where I would call him Doc.
Right.
Right, just because he spent the time to get it. He's really one of the greatest men I've ever met, is Dr. Larry Lieberman. He's in Palm Harbor.
I've heard of him, yes.
Yes, he's an outstanding man, really. He gives back to the community and all that.
So important.
So important. So what is your, like, we have a mission statement, right? So I mean, if I said, "Hey, what's your mission statement?" What would it be?
My mission statement would be patient first, putting the patient's needs before anything else, where they're with you in the chair, you're able to examine them, where they don't feel rushed, and they're feeling like they're being taken care of, their medical needs, their eye care needs, their vision needs, patient first. And that's the most important thing I could give the patient. That's it.
Wow. There's a saying that whatever it is, but then, like, trust God, and then you know what number two is? Everything else, mm-hmm. right? Because as long as you trust God, right? It's two one-syllable words, if you think about it, right? Two one-syllable words, which I find hard to do sometimes, right? Because I can't say to obey that. But when I do, I'll tell you how I know. You know, like an indicator is like when you have gas. What does it mean when your gas light goes on? What is that? What's the indicator?
You better get some gas, huh?
Right. So what is the indicator if I have what is called emotional insecurities? What are the common symptoms of that, right? Emotional insecurities, say depression that people go through,
mm-hmm.
say worry. Like you can see opening up a new business, you can have a little worry, right? Resentment, fear, anger. If I'm in any of these emotional insecurities, which the symptoms are what I just said, it means I'm not trusting God. It's just that simple, right? So as long as I trust God and turn to God, everything's going to be okay. This too shall pass. And then if I said your very life depends upon this, what would the next sentence be?
get your eyes checked.
Right.
Well, we
because once you can't see, you're done.
Oh, wow, that was a good setup. You're good. Right.
That's why I brought him along. He always keeps me laughing.
That's it. And that's, you know what? People that trust God, too, by the way, mm-hmm. have joy in their life. To be happier for longer periods of time more often.
Absolutely.
But the answer to what I think is, could be a few answers to the question, right? But my very life depends upon this, is what God would want. And it is constant thought of others. To get out of self, yep. right? Selfishness and self-centeredness is the root of all our problems. Okay. It's like when we're thinking of self, right? That's when worry, anger, resentment, fear, all these can come in. But if I'm constantly thinking of others, I'm not thinking of my problems, right?
Right.
Right? So this is what I think you being a doctor too, is that your mission statement also could be, hey, some people come in here, you know, they may be in their house all alone by themselves. And you might think, oh, I'm real busy, 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 and this person keeps talking.
Right.
But it's divinely guided that they came to you, just like the priest. You want to talk about divinely guided for you to go with the priest. Right? That was God. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
All right, so now who want to contribute to my ministry, send the money to... No, I'm gonna kidding. No, but you see what I'm saying? So Absolutely. It's important that you care.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll give you some history on me. I've been in practice for over 20 years. I was actually working at a big ophthalmology practice prior to opening my own clinic. My clinic's name is called I See Clear Vision now. But prior to that, I was at a big medical ophthalmology practice where servitude to the patient was very important. And that was the motto I always carried for my patients, is serving their needs first, taking the time that I need to give to each and every patient so that they get the proper care, vision-wise and medical-wise. But also being a friend, because so many of these patients would only have me to talk to for the day, that have lost their spouse, that are right now going through treatments, whether it's cancer, they don't know if they'll survive. And for me, the most important was the relationship I had with my patients. That was more important than going into the room with the next patient, is finishing that relationship with that patient. That's what I intend to have continuing at I See Clear Vision.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that her patients who, you know, I've heard 20 years that she's been seeing them, 22 years. One said, I've been seeing her since she's 15. She grew up in Tarpon.
Wow.
And they're coming to see her. They're following her. It's an amazing thing.
That's why we should put a photo of her in the ad then.
There you go.
There we go. That's right. See, by talking to people. I put ads together sometimes, which is wrong. That I don't have the people's best interest is wrong. Because I don't know what they do. But they call me to place the ad. I take the ad, and then the ad's already printed. And guess what? I find out it's too late. Like with this golf deal. I didn't even know that's what he did until he just told me, right?
Right.
So is that malpractice?
To do what?
To design an ad for someone that I really don't even know what they do.
No, I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know he... I learned a lot from him giving me the interview.
Yeah.
Where I would have done his ad differently.
Yeah.
Now with your interview, it just hit me. You must have your photo in the ad.
Absolutely.
So people that see the ad, they can visually know where you're at.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right? So there you go.
And Maria has a million pictures that we can pick from.
There you go. Well, good. And then, I do Dr. Gafura's advertising. Right? And she just deals with women, right? And she says the main thing I do when I talk with people is just to show them I care, right? Because she deals with the cancer patients.
Yep.
So she's actually being, like, she saves people's lives.
Yep.
Right? But just think of what she goes through when you have... He was there, the person I gave my car to, right? She was going in for cancer For the esophagus.
Where they stick a camera in your throat. I forget.
Because she has, well, and just for people that might listen to this, if you have a smelly burp, I hate to say it this way, but that's the symptom. If you have a smelly burp, right, that is a sign that you have cancer in your esophagus.
Mm.
Wow. So anybody out there, so a friend of ours, she's just saying, oh, my burps are really smelly and stuff. And who do you think she was talking to? My friend Kent, who said, I'm in remission from cancer of the esophagus, and that's the first sign that I had. So now she needed to go to the doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Morton Plant. But they don't have transportation. So that's why I gave my car, and then I get my car back full with gas, right? But what the thing is, being a doctor, you got to really have a lot of... you ever see the movie with William Hurt, where he plays the doctor and he's real cold and he tells people how they're dying and stuff and he's real cold about it? Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
I know the movie. Yeah. I just can't think of it.
Yeah, and then what happens with him is he ends up getting cancer himself. And then he realizes how the doctors are treating him,
mm-hmm.
right, with no compassion.
Right.
Right? Mm. That's a good word, compassion, don't you think?
Yeah.
The most important is to have compassion.
Right. And the more you're compassionate for others, then I really believe the more people will be compassionate for you.
Absolutely.
Right. So I hope that you're not upset that this didn't go all about business and stuff like that.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people say to me, oh, why do you bring up personal stuff and do this and that? That's my stick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but some people don't like it. Like they think it's unprofessional, that I should just stick to what they do in business. And I've been told that by some people. So then I'm careful, like, since, you know, you're told that, I'm trying to say, okay, let's focus just on your business. But I think if you don't give information of your experiences in life, not telling people what they should do, because if you tell someone what they should do, watch that person. But if I can say to you through my experience, this is what I've done, it's a big difference than you should. So I hope that you're not upset that I took it to a personal, you know, not just strictly business, but a little bit of a strategy of how to be happier for longer periods of time, more often.
Absolutely.
To have a peace. Because when you have peace, right, you're going to make better decisions. You know, you take that word anger, you know what you put in front of it when you're angry? Put a D in front of it.
Danger.
Mm-hmm. Danger, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can get the message out there also, the message of hope, besides promoting a person's business, I feel in my heart that's the language of the heart, and that's the way to go.
True.
So in closing, tell us where you're located, what your purpose is, and what you're doing, and then you're done. And you're not a stick either.
That's right. Well, I'm located in the Caladesi Publix Shopping Center off of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road in Dunedin, Florida. We are kind of like in the middle of the shopping center there. We are there to provide excellent eye care, compassionate eye care to the community. We are thankful to be there and look forward to each and every patient that comes through our door.
We have plenty of parking.
Yep.
Call us at 727-222-2020 to schedule your eye exam. And we have many openings, so don't feel bashful about trying to get in. We also have a beautiful optical with some of the latest and greatest fashion eyewear that has been all handpicked by Dr. Maria.
And we have some amazing people on our team. So it's called I See Clear Vision. And like I said, I've been in practice in the Tarpon Springs area for over 20 years. My name is Dr. Maria Lalorgas, and I look forward to serving you in Dunedin. Thank you so much.
Do you have like a something on Facebook or a website or an email that you can give them?
Yes, for those that do social media on Facebook, you can follow me at I See Clear Vision, EYESEE, Clear Vision. That's my Facebook page. And then on Instagram, I'm Dr. Maria Eyes. On Instagram, on Facebook, like I said, I See Clear Vision, and our website is www.icclearvision.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing that. And I am going to mention that we do have a ministry in Kenya that we do, seriously.
Really?
And it's all on a website and everything. It's bcccoupons.com. We deal with a pastor down there, and you believe me, if you give a dollar to that, that's like giving $100 here. And I just got a text I was showing you to mention the ministry in Kenya. That's another thing. So we do that also, but we're not doing that today. But just so you know, it's important that we help others that can't help themselves.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being on the show, and I'd like to talk to you before you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, you did a great job, Maria. Thank you. Great job, Dr. Maria. Okay, so I'm going to try to get in touch with someone here. So in closing, what I like to do is this. Just tell people that if you go to bcccoupons.com, you can get coupons for your local businesses. And then also, too, is we do sponsor in Kenya a ministry for kids. And I think that should also be noted. And would you like to have some? I guess everybody seems to be talking. How about we play?
Hey, Gary's still here.
Oh, Gary. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something real quick.
Go ahead.
Kenya is the central headquarters for the Boy Scouts in Africa.
Is that right? See?
That's right.
So what I got to do is get everybody's phone number, right? I'm just going to just talk on the air. And then what happens is all these people here that know who you are, I think when you call them, it would be a lot easier for us to get donations. So because they now there's an in that they know who you are.
Right.
Versus you really, we have proof. We have video, like in Kenya, we have proof. We have proof on our website that the girl getting the bicycle.
Right.
So we have all this proof of all the stuff that we've done. And so people will know that you really are the real deal.
Yeah, well, they can look it up on our website, too. It's right on the website.
Right, so the actions. You know, I always say to people, effort is important, but leave the results to God. And with you, the results are we have proof that you do what you say.
Absolutely.
So in closing, what would you like to say, Gary?
I'd just like to say that the future looks really bright, despite everything, and it's all going to come out okay, as long as we pay attention to our kids.
They're the future. And the way you pay attention is by your actions, not what you say.
Right.
And your actions are unbelievable, Gary. I say this with a real good heart. I am so glad I got to meet you.
And no, you're going to not be able to get rid of me now.
There you go. But Gary, like I always say to you, the check's in the mail.
Okay.
Anyhow, this song is being dedicated to Gary Titus, a great man. Taking care of business is what Gary does. Listen to the song.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.